Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
You said Alex seemed normal.
Yes.
Did you talk to Alex about what he thought in relation to Charles?
Yeah, I asked him how he was doing. I asked him, "Are you okay?" And he asked me why. I said, "Well, because you just shot somebody yesterday." And he looked at me and he said...
I'm going to object at this point. It's hearsay.
A co-conspirator, Your Honor.
Based on the response of the state, I find it is an exception, so that's overruled.
Alex, he was a zombie.
Did Alex seem to truly believe what Chad was telling him?
100%.
Do you recall seeing Chad that next month or in August of 2019?
Yes.
And where was Chad when you saw him?
He came to Arizona and he came to Lori's house and he was staying there.
And did you have an opportunity to observe he and Lori together?
Yes.
And how did they seem?
They were physically romantic. They were holding hands. She was sitting on his lap. They were hugging and touching each other like girlfriend and boyfriend.
Had you ever seen them that physical with each other before?
This was the first time.
Do you know if Tammy was still alive?
Tammy was still alive.
Did you ask Chad about that at all?
Yeah, I asked because he was still married, I asked why they were together like that when he was still married. And he said that they had been married to each other 7 times before in other lives, and they had been exalted before together in other creation, in other worlds, and that they were to be together in this life because they had a mission together, and that their spouses would understand because of the mission that they needed to complete. And then the topic of it didn't count for them again came up. And this is another of the times when Lori said, it doesn't count for me.
So did Chad and Lori say they'd both been exalted before?
Yes.
Was there any indication that Tammy may die?
Chad said that Tammy was going to be die early, and that he had related before that he had a portal in his house where he would get information or communication from the spirit world, where he would get instructions and information and knowledge, and that through this portal he was getting information such as that Tammy was going to die soon.
Had you ever heard of portals in the way Chad was talking about them?
No.
Do you know at any point if Lori had a portal?
Yes, she said that that Chad had created a portal for her in her closet, and this is where they would communicate with each other.
And you said Chad talked about that he and Lori had been together in other lives.
Yes.
Did they talk about what their mission was here on this earth?
Their mission in this life was to build Zion, and they were to gather the 144,000.
And was the indication they were supposed to gather the 144,000?
Correct.
So would that indicate that they're somewhere in the leadership?
Yes, they did say that they were the leaders of that council.
Did Chad ever talk to you about the Church of the Firstborn?
Yes.
What did he relate to you about that?
He said that he was the head of the Church of the Firstborn, and that he was the one who was gathering those who belonged to that church.
And at the time you were there in August, were JJ and Tylee there?
Yes.
Do you recall anyone talking about JJ dying young or dying soon?
Yeah, during this meeting, Chad said that JJ was going to die young, that he was probably going to die soon, and that he was going to come right back to Earth as Colby's son.
And who is Colby?
Lori's son.
And Your Honor, I'm just looking at the time. Would you like to take the morning break now? Or would you like me to continue a little further?
Maybe just 5 or 10 more minutes.
At that meeting in August, do you recall getting a blessing?
Yes.
Who gave you the blessing?
Chad.
Do you recall some of what he said in the blessing?
Yes, in this blessing, he said that he was speaking from the things that Jesus Christ was telling him to say, and that that I needed to move to Rexburg, and that I was going to get married soon.
At that time, did you have any ties to Rexburg?
None.
Do you recall Alex receiving a blessing?
Yes, I was not there for his blessing because I got there late. But Alex told me about what Chad had told him in his blessing.
What did Alex relay to you?
He said that he had also told him to move to Rexburg, and that he was going to be a warrior and that he was going to be one of the warriors that was going to fight because there was going to be invasions from other countries into the United States, and that Rexburg was going to be a place of safety, and that Alex was going to play a key role in being one of the warriors and defenders of that area.
How did Alex seem to feel about that information?
He bought into it 100%, so much that Chad was leaving the following day to go back to Rexburg. And right then, and then Alex booked a flight to come back to Rexburg with Chad so that he could see the sights and see where he was going to be moving.
Did Chad share with you why Rexburg? Was there something special about Rexburg?
Yeah, he said that there it was a place of refuge. He said that the church had designed this area to be like a second headquarters.
During that August visit, did you observe Chad and Alex together?
Yeah. They were talking to each other and like they were acting as if they were, you know, good friends.
Had you seen that type of interaction between the two of them before?
No.
And this is shortly after Charles' death?
Yes, this is right after Charles passed away.
And who was it that could discern light and dark, if someone was light and dark?
Chad.
At some point, did you hear the term zombie?
Yes.
Do you recall who introduced that term or where you heard it?
I think the first time I ever heard it was at that lunch with Gib at Fireverse in February of 2019. But then the term kept coming up in regards to people being possessed.
Did Alex believe that there were zombies?
Oh, yeah.
Did Alex ever say anything to you about what he would want done if he became a zombie?
He told me, Suleiman, if I ever turn into a zombie, just shoot me in the face.
Did you learn that Lori eventually moved to Rexburg?
Yes.
Do you know who moved with her when she went?
Kylie, JJ, and Alex.
Do you recall approximately when she moved?
It was at the end of August of 2019.
Were you dating Alex at the time he moved?
We had gone on one date.
At some point, well, let me back up. Did Lori ever talk to you about how she was going to financially support herself?
I asked her, what are you going to do in Rexburg? You don't have a job. What are you going to do there? How are you going to support yourself? And she told me that Tylee was receiving Social Security benefits because her father had passed away before she was 18. And JJ was receiving Social Security benefits because of Charles's death. And since her and Charles had been married for more than 10 years, she was also receiving Social Security benefits. Therefore, she was receiving close to $6,000 a month, and that's what she was going to live off.
Did she ever talk to you about Charles' life insurance?
Yeah, several times.
What did she tell you in regards to that?
She told me that if anything ever happened to Charles, that he had $1 million life insurance, and she was the beneficiary of it.
Did you learn if she ultimately got that money?
She later on told me that she was very upset that Charles had changed the beneficiary of the life insurance and before he died, and that she was no longer going to get the $1 million.
And again, when you were doing castings on Hiplos, Lori had told you that she got back with Charles to figure out finances?
Yeah, her finances.
Was that shortly before his death?
Yes, this is when she moved to Texas.
After Lori and Alex and the kids moved, did you end up visiting Rexburg, Idaho?
Yes, early September.
And when you came to visit in September, was that September of 2019?
Correct.
Where did you stay?
In Alex's apartment.
Did you visit Lori's apartment as well?
Yes.
While you were there, did you see Tylee?
No, she was not there.
Did you ask Lori where she was?
Yes, I did. When you got to be the evening, I asked her, I said, hey, where's Tylee? And she said, well, she had to be free, meaning Tylee had to be free. And when I went to ask her for to explain what that meant or what she meant by that, she put her hand against my face and said, don't ask.
Did she ever provide you any additional information as to where Tylee was?
No.
Did you see JJ while you were there?
Yes, he was there.
Do you recall anyone ever talking to you about Tylee being dark?
Yeah, before Lori moved to Rexburg, she had mentioned a couple of times that Tylee had been possessed by a dark spirit named Hillary.
Do you know where Lori received that information?
From Chad.
Do you recall hearing anything about JJ being attacked by demons?
Yeah, before they moved to Rexburg, Lori was saying that in the middle of the night, JJ was being attacked by dark spirits and that they couldn't get him. So they would be going into the JJ's service dog.
And when you say they couldn't get him, the dark spirits couldn't get JJ?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. They went into the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what happened with JJ's service dog?
I believe Lori gave him back to where he had been trained. She got rid of him.
Did you ever hear JJ referred to as dark or possessed?
After Gib visited Rexburg, when she came back, I went to her house and she told me that during her trip, she had found out that JJ was now possessed by a dark spirit and that he had become a zombie.
And Gibb's trip would have been after your trip to Rexburg, is that correct?
Yes.
Did you see Chad while you were in Rexburg?
Yes.
And do you recall, let me back up, was Tammy still alive during this time?
Yes.
Do you recall being asked to do something so Chad could come over?
Yes, he asked me to live and to send him a text asking him to come and see me speak about my recent trip and that I was inviting him to come and see me speak.
And did you in fact do that?
Yes, I did.
And did Chad come over?
Yes.
Did you have a chance to observe Chad and Lori together?
Yes.
And what were their interactions?
They were holding hands, they were hugging, they sitting on the couch with their legs entangled, just very physically romantic.
While you were there, did you also take a trip to Mesa Falls?
Yes.
Do you recall who went?
It was Alex, Lori, Chad, and I.
Did you make any observations of Chad and Lori on that trip?
Yes, they were. Alex was driving. I was sitting in the front seat, and Chad and Lori were in the back seat, and they were hugging and kissing and romantically physical.
While you were visiting, did you receive a blessing?
Yes.
Who gave you the blessing?
Chad.
And do you recall some of what he said in the blessing?
Yes. In this blessing, he said, Jesus Christ is standing right next to me, and he is saying this to you. All of your sins are forgiven, And he is telling you that it is time for you to leave Babylon and to move to Rexburg.
Had you previously indicated you didn't think you wanted to move to Rexburg?
Plenty of times, but they kept on insisting, being very forceful that I moved to Rexburg.
And at this time, were you actually dating Alex Cox?
We were being friends and getting to know each other, so not dating.
Did Chad also give Alex a blessing?
Yes.
And do you recall some of what was in Alex's blessing?
He also started the same way, saying that Jesus Christ was standing right next to him and that he was giving him the words to say to Alex. And he was telling him that he was very pleased with him and that all of his sins were forgiven.
How did Alex react to that blessing?
He started sobbing.
And Your Honor, it would now be a good time to break.
I believe it would. Okay, we'll take the mid-morning recess at this time. Let's go just under half an hour if we can. So about 10:35 or so, we'll come back on for additional testimony.
All right, please. District Court's again in session.
Thank you. Please. Actually, we've got the jurors, I think, lined up. So to save time, we'll just remain standing. Thank you. We can have the jurors brought in.
Yes, sir. All right, please. Good job, President Counter, for Your Honor.
Thank you. Please be seated. Okay, we're back on the record on KCR 22-21-16-23, State of Idaho versus Chad Guy Daybell. We concluded our mid-morning recess. Ms. Pastenes is on the stand. I'll remind you, you're still under oath for your testimony on direct. Ms. Blake, you may continue with inquiry.
Thank you. And Ms. Pastenes, before we broke, I was talking to you about some blessings that you and Alex had been given by Chad in September of 2019. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And again, part of the blessing was that you were to move to Rexburg. Do you recall saying that?
Yes.
Did you have any intention to move to Rexburg?
No.
Did you have any ties to Rexburg outside of Lori, Chad, and Alex?
No.
Did you have a job in Rexburg?
No.
Did you end up talking to Chad or Lori about that, the fact that you didn't have a job?
After their insistence of me moving to Rexburg over and over again, I said, what could I possibly do in Rexburg? I don't have a job there. You know, my skills and my past experience won't match anything that is there. I don't have a job, family, ties to anything in Rexburg. Especially, how would I even support myself?
And do you recall Lori or Chad telling you something in regards to that?
Yeah, Lori said to me, oh, don't worry about it. Melly has enough money for all of us.
When she said Melly or Melanie, do you know who she was referencing?
Melanie Pulaski.
Did you ever talk to Melanie about that at a later time?
Yeah, after Alex passed away.
Did Melanie seem to know anything about the plan for her to financially support people?
No, she had no idea.
Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 8M through O. I think I am short a copy on this one, though. So I do have a copy for, actually, I do have three copies. So I do have a copy for defense, a courtesy copy for Your Honor, and a copy for the record.
Thank you.
And if I can have the witness shown a copy.
You may.
And Ms. Pastenes, would you just look at those documents? Or that document. Do you recognize those pages?
Yes.
And do you recall where you've seen them before?
Some of this information was in Chad's laptop. And some of these papers were also in Lori's apartment.
And were they in Lori's apartment when you went to visit in September?
Yeah.
And the part that you said was on Chad's computer, is that the typing part?
Yes, without the notes.
And then were the handwritten notes on the documents that you saw in Lori's apartment?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'm going to move for admission of State's Exhibit M through O.
Any objection?
Voir dire and aid of objection, Judge.
Yes.
Ms. Pistenis, how do you have knowledge about what's on Chad's computer?
He showed us his computer when we were in a meeting in Lori's house in early August of 2019.
No objection, Judge.
Okay, so these are exhibits 8, M, N, and O.
Yes.
They're admitted.
Thank you, Your Honor. May I be handed those exhibits for publication?
Yes.
Thank you. And permission to publish?
You may publish.
And I will indicate for the record, I am publishing State's Exhibit 8M. And I don't know if that, can you read that at all, Ms. Pastenis?
Yes, some of it.
And mainly looking at, well, looking at the first page, there's some handwritten names there. The page off to the left-hand side. Can you see those handwritten names?
Yes.
Do you know who that first name would reference?
One of Chad's children.
And are some of Chad's other children's names written on there?
Yes.
And then when we look at the page on the right-hand side, do you see reference to the Cox family?
Yes.
And are there ratings provided for that family?
Yes.
Do you know who provided the ratings again?
All of these ratings were provided by Chad.
And when Chad was providing the ratings, were people in Lori's family rated as dark?
Many of them.
What about Chad's family?
All of his children were light, were rated as light.
And his children aren't depicted on here, correct? Their rating level?
No, I don't see it here.
So Chad's kids were all light, correct?
Yes.
And at least two of Lori's children were dark.
Judge, I'm going to object. It's becoming leading.
Sustain.
Was JJ labeled dark at some point? I don't know if it's depicted on here.
At some point, yes, he was depicted as becoming a zombie.
And at some point, was Tylee Ryan labeled as dark?
Yes, it's right here. She was also deemed a zombie and she had been possessed.
And now publishing State's Exhibit 8N. Trying to zoom in without making it blurry. Do you see on the right-hand side where it says James and Elena?
Yes.
Do you know who James was in reference to?
Chad said that he was James at a prior life.
And do you know who Elena is in reference to?
Then Elena would have been Lori.
And it looks like under that it indicates 7 children?
Yes.
And then do you recognize some of the names of the individuals identified as having been Chad and Lori's children?
Yes, I do.
And which names do you recognize?
Melanie Boudreau or Pulaski, JJ Vallow.
And at the time this document was created, JJ Vallow is depicted as light?
Correct.
And you first saw these documents on Chad's computer?
I believe that... I don't recall where I saw them first or second. I just know that I saw them in paper form. And also I saw these ratings in Chad's computer.
Did anything strike you as odd with the rankings in Chad's family versus Lori's family?
Yeah, all of Chad's family was light and seems like so many of Lori's family was dark.
Did you ever hear anyone talk about the Book of Life?
Yes.
And what did you hear in relation to that?
Chad has said that he had access to the Book of Life, so therefore he could read someone's life per se. So he could read someone's past, present, and future in this book.
Did he ever show that book to you?
No.
Did you ever hear that Tammy was dark?
Yes. That she had been possessed by a demon and that she had also become a zombie.
Did you ever participate in a casting on Tammy?
Yes, once.
Do you recall when that was?
I believe it was October 9th of 2019.
Do you recall where the casting took place?
It was at Melanie Pulaski's house. Lori had contacted me earlier that day and said that she needed my help with something, that she was in town and that she was at Melanie's house and that she wanted me to come over there that evening. So I went there.
Did Lori indicate anything to you in relation to knowledge of castings?
She said that they had been given some new information on how to do castings and that this time that we were going to use the Cosmos to do this casting and that's how we were going to proceed.
And when you say they, is that Chad and Lori?
Yeah, usually when she would refer to they, like we, it would mean her and Chad had a new information.
Who participated in that casting on Tammy?
It was just me and Lori.
Did you end up learning something had occurred in Idaho around the same time you were conducting the casting?
Much later, I put two and two together that that was the same night that someone had attempted to shoot Tammy.
After the casting, did you hear Lori on the phone?
Yes, she was on a phone call afterwards.
How did she appear?
She was extremely angry. She was irate. I had never seen her that upset. She was like, it's scary angry. And she was calling whoever she was on the phone with. She was calling this person names like moron, idiot, stupid, and very, very, very angry.
And after she got off that phone call, did she say anything to you?
Yeah, right after the she hung up the phone, she said, idiot can't do anything by himself.
Did you talk to Alex on October 9th of 2019?
Yes.
What were the two of you talking about?
He had, I had been talking to him about getting a new car and I had just barely got my new car and we were talking about my new car.
Did Alex talk to you? Did you talk to Alex at all about the casting?
No.
Did he talk to you about what he'd done that night?
No.
At some point, did you learn that Tammy Daybell had passed away?
Yes.
Do you recall how you learned that?
Gib called me that day and she told me that Tammy had passed away the night before.
Did you end up talking to Lori about Tammy's death?
Yes, I did.
What did she tell you?
She said that Chad and her had received some new information that had been given to them by angels that taught them how to do a casting to finally be the way that it will be successful to finally cast out a demon.
And did she say that's what had happened with Tammy?
Yes.
And again, if a casting's successful, what would happen to the body?
The body would die.
And do you recall where you were around October 19th of 2019? What state you were in?
I was in Arizona at home.
After Tammy passed away, did Lori talk to you about what her plans, what she and Chad's plans were?
She told me that the day after Tammy's funeral, Chad was going to be moving into her apartment.
Had either of them ever talked to you about a plan to be together?
Yeah, from the beginning, they both talked about how they needed to be together to start their missions of building Zion and gathering the 144,000 and that they were going to be eventually together.
At some point, did you and Alex officially start dating?
Yes.
Do you recall approximately when that was?
I was October 31st of 2019. It was Halloween night.
And at some point, did you and Alex get engaged?
Yes.
Do you recall when?
It was November 7th.
And do you recall where you were located when you and Alex got engaged?
We were in his apartment in Rexburg.
Were Chad and Lori there in Rexburg on November 7th?
No, they were gone.
Did Alex give you an engagement ring?
Yes.
What kind of stone did it have?
It was a diamond ring.
And what ring size are you?
5.
At some point, did you learn where Chad and Lori were around November 7th?
We didn't know where they were at, but then during that visit, we received pictures of Chad and Lori getting married in the beach in Hawaii.
At some point, did you see Chad and Lori again in Arizona?
Yes.
And do you recall where that was?
They were coming back from Hawaii. They had a layover in Gilbert, and they were staying at a hotel near my house. And they asked me to come over, have dinner with them, and then drop them off at the airport.
And did you end up doing that?
Yes.
When you saw Chad and Lori, was Tylee with them?
No.
Was JJ with them?
No.
Did you ask them about where Tylee or JJ were?
I asked if they were in Hawaii, where was JJ at? And she told me that she had given JJ to Kay to take care of him.
How did Chad and Lori appear when you met with them?
They were acting like newlyweds. You know, they couldn't keep their hands from each other.
Did either of them appear sad?
Oh, no. They were very happy and giggly and very happy.
Do you recall when you met with them, Chad showing you some kind of a pendulum?
Yeah, I asked something. I can't recall what it was. And I remember him taking the pendulum from his back pocket and he waved it around and said, "We could ask."
Did you end up having him do any, ask any questions with the pendulum?
No, I said, "No, thank you."
Had you ever seen that before?
No, that was the first time.
So you were asking Chad for advice or answers to something at that time?
I don't recall whether I was asking for answers or anything. I just remember asking a question and he wanted to answer it with the pendulum.
Would you turn to Chad at times for answers to questions you had?
Yes.
And a lot of times were those in relation to some kind of spiritual things?
Yes.
Were they in relation to people being light or dark?
At times, yes.
And you and Alex were engaged on November 7th in Rexburg, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was Alex still living in Rexburg in November?
Yes.
And were you still living in Arizona?
Yes.
Did Alex end up traveling down to see you sometime later in November?
Yes, he came down to spend Thanksgiving at my house.
Did you talk to Alex about whether or not he'd been in contact with Chad and Lori?
He told me that he had seen them right before he came down to Arizona. But then after that, they weren't answering his texts or his calls.
How did he seem about that?
He was very upset.
Do you recall him saying anything in regards to help he'd provided them?
He said, "Can you believe that they're being such jerks now that after I helped them, now they don't even want to talk to me?"
Had Alex relied on Lori and Chad for answers?
Oh, for everything.
Had he relied on them for guidance?
Yes.
How would you describe Alex and Lori's relationship?
They were very close to each other. Chad had told Alex that the only reason why he had come to this earth at this time was to be Lori's protector. And he really took that to heart and believed it. So he believed that he needed to protect his sister, and he was there to do that.
And how would you describe Chad and Alex's relationship?
Well, at first, they didn't really have a conversation because, like, when I saw them after the conference in November of 2018, they weren't even talking at that time. But then in August of 2019, when we were at Lori's house, they were very close to each other. They were like really good friends, and they were making plans of, you know, going to Rexburg together. And after that, they were just very close.
Did Alex believe what Chad told him?
Oh, 100%.
Would Alex do what Chad asked?
Yeah, especially because he would tell him what to do through a blessing and tell him that it was Jesus Christ, the one that was telling him to do that, such as moving to Rexburg.
And did Chad give Alex quite a few blessings?
Yes.
At some point, did you learn Tylee and JJ had been listed as missing?
Yes.
Do you recall how you learned that?
Melanie called me to tell me that that the kids were missing.
Did you talk to Alex about that?
Yes.
What did he say?
He didn't offer any information. The last information I had from Lori was that JJ was with Kay, and then Kay was the one that was asking for a welfare check for JJ. So then I asked him, I said, well, isn't that, why is Kay asking for a welfare check on JJ if she's the one that has JJ? And Alex just said, yeah, huh? That was all the answer he gave me.
Did Alex ever talk to you about having received a patriarchal blessing from Chad?
Yes. When he came down for Thanksgiving, he had typed up a piece of paper and he read the patriarchal blessing that Chad had given him.
Did he share it with you?
Yes.
Did Alex seem to believe what Chad had said?
Yeah. When he was reading it to me, he was crying as he was reading it to me because he really believed what it was there.
Did Alex pass away?
Yes.
Do you recall when that was?
It was December 12th, 2019.
Prior to his death, had Alex taken a trip to Mexico?
Yes, the Saturday before. He said that he was going to go to Mexico for the day. He left in the morning and he was fine. And then he came back Saturday evening and he was sick when he came back.
Do you recall Alex getting a call on December 11th prior to his death?
Yes. Chad and Lori called him to tell him that Tammy's body was being exhumed.
Did you ask Alex about the exhumation?
Yeah. It seemed very strange to me that why would they be exhuming Tammy's body? So I asked him. And it seemed really weird, too, that Lori and Chad were calling him to tell him that the body was being exhumed. Seemed very odd and weird to me. So I asked him, I said, they're exhuming Tammy's body. If they exhume her body, are you going to be tied to anything that happened to Tammy? And he said, no.
And in relation to the call from Lori and Chad, did he make any other statements after he got off the phone?
His demeanor changed quite a bit. Alex was the kind of person that it was really, he's always talking and joking and laughing, and he could just fill the whole entire room. And after the call, his demeanor just changed completely. He was very quiet. He was very somber. He was just to himself. And he started saying certain things to me that didn't make any sense at the time. So one of the things that he said is, I think I'm being their I'm going to be their fall guy. I asked him what that meant, if he could explain to me what he was saying to me, and he wouldn't say anything to me. I was very frustrated with him because he wouldn't say anything. So I would walk away, and then he would say something else, and then I would walk back into the room and try to get him to explain to me again, what do you mean by that? And he wouldn't say anything else. So one of the things he said was, I think I'm being their fall guy. And then as I was walking out of the room after he's not explaining anything to me, he said, Sulema, either I am a man of God or I am not.
And that was after getting off the phone call with Chad and Lori?
Yes.
When Chad had talked to you about some of your past lives, did he ever tell you how you died in past lives?
Yes, he told me that at one time I had come during the time that Jesus Christ was upon the earth, when he had come to the Americas, and that I had been killed with Lori at the same time, and that I had been killed in a very violent way, where I had been raped and killed, and my body had been dismembered.
At some point, did you learn where the remains of Tylee Ryan were located?
Yes.
And where was that?
Chad's backyard.
Did you learn where the remains of JJ Vallo were located?
Yes.
Where was that?
Chad's backyard.
I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blake. That concludes the direct examination. Once you're ready, Mr. Pryor, you can conduct cross.
Thank you, Judge.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.